Food and Agriculture. Section 3. Animals and Agriculture. We have seen that the total energy needed to grow plants for food is much less than the energy needed to raise animals as food. However, most animal proteins contain more essential amino acids than proteins found in plants do, and most humans include some animal products in their diet. Food from animals has been the basis of life for some human populations for centuries. Our ancestors obtained animal proteins by hunting and fishing, but today, most people get animal proteins from domesticated species. About 50 animal species have been domesticated, which means that they are bred and managed for human use. Domesticated animals include chicken, sheep, cattle, honeybees, silkworms, fish, and shellfish. In many parts of the world, goats, pigs, and water buffalo are also important domesticated animals. Food from water. Because fish are an important food source for humans, the harvesting of fish has become an important industry worldwide. However, as shown in Figure 19, when too many fish are harvested over a long period of time, ecological systems can be damaged. Over-harvesting. Catching or removing from a population more organisms than the population can replace is called over-harvesting. Many governments are now trying to stop over-harvesting. They have created no fishing zones so that fish populations can recover. Research shows that fishing in areas surrounding no fishing zones improves after no fishing zones have existed for a few years. In some areas of the world, such restrictions are necessary if fish markets, such as the one shown in Figure 20, are to prosper. Aquaculture. Fish and other aquatic organisms provide up to 20% of the animal protein consumed worldwide. But over-harvesting is reducing the amount of fish and other organisms in the world's oceans. One solution to this problem may be a rapid increase in aquaculture, the raising of aquatic organisms for human use or consumption. Aquaculture is not a new idea. This practice probably began in China about 4,000 years ago. Today, China leads the world in using aquaculture to produce freshwater fish. There are a number of different methods of aquaculture. The oyster farm, shown in Figure 21, represents one such method. The most common method is known as a fish farm. Fish farms generally consist of many individual ponds that each contain fish at a specific stage of development. Clean water is circulated through the ponds and brings in oxygen while sweeping away carbon dioxide and fecal wastes. The fish grow to maturity in the ponds and then are harvested. Another type of aquaculture operation is known as a ranch. In this method, fish such as salmon are raised until they reach a certain age and then are released. The salmon, for example, migrate downstream to the ocean, where they live until adulthood. When they are mature, the fish return to their birthplace to reproduce. When they return, they are captured and harvested. Today, most of the catfish, oysters, salmon, crayfish, and rainbow trout eaten in the United States are the products of aquaculture. In the 1980s, domestic production of these species quadrupled, and imports of these species increased even faster. Worldwide, about 23% of seafood now comes from aquaculture. However, as with other methods of food production, aquaculture can cause environmental damage if not managed properly. For example, the aquatic organisms can create a large amount of waste, which can be a source of pollution. Also, because aquaculture requires so much water, the process can deplete local water supplies. In a few cases, Sensitive wetlands have been damaged when large aquaculture operations were located within the wetland. Despite these problems, aquaculture will continue to be an important source of protein for the human diet. Livestock. Domesticated animals, such as those listed in Table 3, that are raised to be used on a farm or ranch, or to be sold for profit, are called livestock. Large livestock operations, such as the pig farm shown in Figure 22, produce most of the meat that is consumed in developed countries. Meat production per person has increased worldwide since 1950, as shown in Figure 23. Livestock are also important in developing countries. In these countries, livestock provide leather, wool, eggs, and meat, and serve many other functions. Some are used as draft animals to pull carts and plows. Other livestock provide manure, which is used for fertilizer or as a fuel for cooking. Ruminants. Cattle, sheep, and goats are ruminants, cud-chewing mammals that have three or four chambered stomachs. Cud is the food that these animals regurgitate from the first chamber of their stomachs and chew again to aid digestion. Ruminants have microorganisms in their intestines, which allow the animals to digest plant materials that humans cannot digest. When we eat the meat of ruminants, we are using them to convert plant material, such as grass stems and woody shrubs, into food that we can digest, such as beef. Humans have created hundreds of breeds of cattle that are suited to life in different climates. Cattle are most common in North America, India, and Africa. But the cattle are not always slaughtered for meat. In Africa, for example, traditional Maasai herders drink milk and blood from their cattle. India has almost one-fifth of the world's cattle. However, many of these cattle are not killed or eaten because cows are sacred to Hindus, who make up a large part of India's population. These cattle instead produce milk and dung and are used as draft animals. Poultry. Since 1961, the population of chickens worldwide has increased by a greater percentage than the population of any other livestock, as shown in Table 3. Chickens are a type of poultry, domesticated birds raised for meat and eggs, which are good sources of essential amino acids. In more developed countries, chickens and turkeys are usually raised in factory farms, as shown in Figure 24. Some people have criticized this industry because the animals live in cramped, artificial environments. Fewer ducks and geese are raised worldwide than chickens, but in some areas, ducks and geese are economically important. For example, the Chinese use ducks not only for meat, but also as part of an integrated system that produces several types of food at one time. The duck's droppings are used to fertilize fields of rice called rice paddies. The rice paddies are flooded several times per year with water from nearby ponds. Mulberry trees, which feed silkworms, are also irrigated by the ponds. Plant materials and filtered sewage are dumped in the ponds and serve as food for carp and other fish. The integrated system uses little fresh water, recycles waste, and produces ducks, silk, rice, and fish. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.